couple hours behind. My truck going up to get the papers up in Knoxville had a blowout. Took them over an hour and a half to get somebody out there to fix it.
Man, wow, yep, that's a major setback. Yeah, that's about an hour and a half. That's about a average ETA for something like that. So, we've seen it go longer than that. But, man, I hate that for you. Hopefully we'll be able to make up a little bit of time.
Man, but it don't seem like it's working.
Yeah, truck been doing good otherwise. I know the other day when we caught up, you were actually at rolling up to the house, but you've been doing pretty good overall.
Third night, probably been late.
On yesterday.
One driver, he decided he wasn't going to work at the last minute, so they had to hire somebody in Knoxville to bring the papers down. That threw him late yesterday, and the day before that, he just wanted to go shopping.
Yikes. Oh, man, that's crazy.
Crazy. It is, I'm not even halfway yet.
We're going to have a complete total washout on Sunday. I don't know, is it already a depression or a tropical storm or whatever in the world it is, rolling through our area. It looks like we're going to have a washout.
Saying, I hope it changes though.
I enjoy getting some rain come on through, but not a week's worth in one day.
It's gonna be bad.
My driveway Saturday, but I know what would happen if I did. It'd all be down at the bottom after Sunday. Come on, KK4NXE.
Man.
Good morning, KK4POT.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Not yet. Yesterday, this is directed to you. Tim was with me when he heard it, but my son-in-law, or actually a friend of mine, was telling my sons-in-law and myself about a place that sold smoked. It was a barbecue place that smelled smoke. It sold smoked meatloaf. You ever heard of that? Wife's gonna make the meatloaf, and my cooking son-in-law from down in Lawrence, I think he's gonna smoke it.
What does that exactly make me?
The gun-toting, wheeling, super scientist, genius son-in-law.
Oh, you're just making fun of me.
No, not at all. I've got Tarzan ringtone for Jared, and I've got the Mission Impossible ringtone for you.
You got the brand jackass.
That's messed up. That's mean. I do not.
Right there.
One of my daughter-in-laws.
That's mean.
Man, I'm rolling up. I guess I'll get to not be sitting on my hands anymore. I was just so excited. Coming into work today on Friday, I was trying to wave at everybody on the way in. So anyway, I'm going to hop out of here and get this day started. Ed, good to hear you this morning. I hope you have a fantastic day. 7-3s to you. Mike, I'll see you when you get in. KK4POT.
Watch how many times you wave, because you wave too much, you might think you're running for office. So 7-3s, have a good one. Glad you made it in safe. Hopefully catch you Monday. KM4NAP.
Playing for Father's Day.
Not a thing.
What I wanted to do, I said, let's just have everybody up for a cookout. And I'd just rather spend time with everybody. I don't need to go to no fancy restaurant.
go glass iced tea and a Mater sandwich to me.
Getting high on the hog right there.
Well, I live on.
Yeah. For lunch, occasionally, I take a jar of mayonnaise, Duke's mayonnaise, that is. I take a jar of mayonnaise in, put in the refrigerator. A loaf of bread and a couple of maters. And I'll have me, I'll cut them thick. I have a mater steak sandwich.
Dinner to me.
But, breakfast with you, I mean, breakfast. Had lunch with you guys the other day. That was fun.
Bow Country Boil tomorrow starting 3 o'clock.
Is that something? That's something new.
Something new. It's a special. He does different kind of specials off and on. More papers, and I'll be halfway done.
Already did the apartment.
Negative. Unfortunately not.
Oh, I'll be right back with you, KK4NXZ. KK4NXZ.
They must didn't want to talk to you.
And a combination to her lot and to one of the offices. He made it. He got in.
In the morning trying to think of numbers and stuff like that.
True.
Running 2 hours behind this morning. I guess you heard the truck got a blowout on the way up.
No, I didn't. Well, that's bad news.
It took an hour and a half to get somebody out there to fix it and get him back on the road.
Be normal. Our ETAs are anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes after hours.
The thing I'd say is maybe tomorrow will be better.
Getting, you'll be home by 6, won't you?
It'll be after 7 o'clock before I get home.
I'm asleep, waiting on the driver to get in this morning.
About a half nap.
Wife, Tuesday. The Fair House, which is a little restaurant kind of thing. And we're going in. This guy comes out. He's got a dolly in his hand. He's a delivery guy. And he holds the door open for us, and I said, I appreciate that. And he walks back in, and it was Daniel. I didn't even recognize him.
Bad spot. That last part I didn't get. I couldn't understand.
Daniel, I didn't even recognize him with his uniform on.
That boy, and I don't know when. I don't know if I'd recognize him or not.
Yeah, he's doing good. He's enjoying what he's doing.
Good thing.
He started about 4 a.m., so he misses all of us.
I called him a couple of times early in the morning, but not many. Officially halfway done now.
Bill, I know that pot of coffee's waiting on you.
I'm both standing at the door dancing.
Doing.
Friday. She's fat and sassy.
That's full.
Right. And she gets a moon pie every morning.
Caramel.
Chocolate.
Really living. I don't ever get anybody to see a moon pie.
Where I can get any of my moon pies, give her one. While she's off in her chair. I'm trying to get mine down before she gets done.
Yeah, folks.
Morning.
Gentlemen doing?
I took you out. I don't know
talking for a little bit. I was just waiting to jump in, but, yeah, like at one point you were talking, and then the repeater immediately went to just barely being able to hear you and just a bunch of static in the background or whatever, but I'm glad y'all doing all right this morning.
Vehicle straightened out.
I still got my lease car from work. I've been driving the truck the last couple of days because diesel ain't much more expensive than regular unleaded. And I got to put mid-grade in that X3 I drive.
Won't be down long, probably. When I bought my truck back in 2099, diesel was about 10 to 20 cents cheaper than gasoline regular, and I doggone it if I didn't buy that and it went above gas and never has come below it.
Went to the pump one day, it's probably about 2 weeks ago maybe, we got back from the beach, I went to the pump, started pumping some mid-grade into the X3, or I took the nozzle, put it in the car, and did my card and everything. I looked at the price and it was $3.20-something, something like that. I thought something was wrong with the pump, so I hung it back up and canceled it because I didn't think the price was right.
Must have been here a couple months ago.
Over here, 319.
Still up there?
Premium is stupid expensive. That's why I've been driving my truck.
He's still up over here. Regular's 256.
Buy any mid-grade or the only thing that I'll buy is non-ethanol. Now it's expensive, but I get in at like 50 gallons at a time. I mean, that's what I use in my wood splitter and chainsaws and water pumps and blah blah blah.
My X3 gets 30 miles, right at 30 miles a gallon, and my truck maybe 15, I did the math on it, and it was only like 7 cents more per mile for me to drive my truck every day. I'm like, well, yep, I'll be driving that.
Enjoy driving my truck. It's just good grief. Diesel, and I don't think I get but about 17 miles a gallon.
Mine, I get 15 on the route, 30 on the interstate.
I keep eyeballing new trucks, but I don't want to make that payment on.
180,000 South America leaves me some money, I won't ever be able to afford a new pickup truck.
Hey, Ed, y'all doubled.
And this truck's got over 290,000 miles on the engine on it. It's still the strongest day I bought it.
New change.
Kieran Clumpson, I let him do it. I watched him grow up, so I give him the business.
I take my truck through for the oil change. If I buy the oil, he only charges me $15. If I don't buy the oil, I think it's right around $75 for the 16 quarts of oil that go in this truck.
Then going to that Valvoline quick drive-through place down there at Pickens, or in between Pickens and Easley. They do a good job.
Extras and stuff. They do, but I think for $15, I ain't getting much besides the oil change. Because I don't have to worry about taking the oil off to the dump or anything.
An advantage to it, because your time's worth something. That's probably why Ed's got so many miles on and his engine runs so good, because he keeps up with them oil changes. I occasionally go over a little bit, but not enough to matter, not with today's oils anyway.
Yeah, I think it's Rotel synthetic in mine.
Heard it with that.
Driving about my truck driving every morning. I ain't got to take a stupid antenna off the top of it. That's annoying. Plans for the weekend?
And plan.
All my kids and grandkids and kids, they're coming up Sunday. We're going to have a cookout after church.
Sounds like fun.
Getting around those people, we have a lot of laughs together.
Matters right there. Doggo, my parents, they were both 60-something, should be retired, but they were. We used to go up there all the time at their house, and got there, and I hate it now, because we only get together on birthdays and on the occasional weekend here and there.
Good.
Plunging around in the pool all weekend, the weather's nice. Although my son leaves for a summer camp Sunday on Father's Day. We got summer camps, so this will be an interesting week. And he don't like being away, so it's going to be a fun week.
I'm sick stuff, does he?
Remember, I went camping with him one time. He wasn't allowed to sleep in the tent with me. You know, now they've changed that since the COVID crap. But he probably didn't lay down 30 minutes, and he was trying to come in my tent. So I had to sit there and talk to him and finally tell him, you got to go back and lay down in your tent. But he did not want to sleep by himself or with the other kid in the tent.
That's funny.
KW Mobile.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Friday done and over with.
This one in the books, as Ed always says. Well, I'm destinating, guys, so I'm going to get started turning the pages. You guys have a great day. 7-3s to you. All of you, be careful. Have a fantastic Father's Day weekend. And hopefully we'll catch you on Monday. KK4 and XE, we're going to be clear.
Have a good Father's Day, 7-3.
Have a good Father's Day, KO4, see you.
Have a good Father's Day, KN4, TFW. Tune in on Sunday.
Storm develops and goes through.
Hurry to get to work this morning, it looks like.
I'm here. Saturday's nice. I wouldn't mind getting in the pool one day.
Yeah, it looks like Saturday will be pretty decent.
Get back in the Boy Scout trailer in the rain. Oh, well. It's in Georgia. Camp Bert Adams, I believe it is. It's supposed to be a really nice facility. Coca-Cola. You know, give them a bunch of money and they spend it on this super nice camp down there.
And now the forecast is a lot of the rain to go south of us.
Didn't suck for him to pack in the rain, but it's the way it works. Boy Scouts don't cancel for nothing.
Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
I'd hate to go camping in the rain for that long. Right, though, because he's gone. They got those big canvas tents and huge pavilions and supposed to have this nice dining hall and everything else. Come on, Ed, don't let me hold you.
And right now, I'm busy poking papers in holes.
Thank you.
I have to. Plus, I'm having to build them on top of that.
The running.
Mom don't have boxes, so I put it in a bag, put it on top of their mailbox.
An extra mile.
$8.
At the end of the year.
Get off today for the federal holiday.
A nice big tip at the end of the year.
All that extra work you do, man.
If I get through the year.
In the parking lot, getting my spot now. So, hopefully, y'all have a great weekend. I'm gonna say 7-3. And hope you have a great Father's Day. And hope we'll talk to you Monday. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a good Father's Day.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good Father's Day. Maybe I'll catch you in the afternoon. KN4TFW.
Out of here in 90 minutes and do my apartment. Fire truck had a blowout on the way to Knoxville, so I'm running way late.
Tractor trailer's drag racing this morning.
Any?
The left lane, because we're up to 25 in the right lane.
Nobody won't be riding with me this morning, because some of the turns I've had to make, I think I made them on two wheels.
Up time?
I'm just 2 hours behind.
HF radio in your truck, so you won't miss out on all the check-ins.
Entertainment in the mornings when I get home. Just sit back and listen. Maybe some of them old guys get on the radio and talk about being constipated and everything else.
A little bit too much information.
Information.
Doing?
So good. Tomatoes are loaded and my cucumbers are wrapping around the thing that I put them in, and now they're reaching for the rafters.
That's pretty cool. You said you got that thing on Amazon?
Overstock.
Not sure of it. You said it wasn't that expensive, right?
I caught it on sale for $227, I believe. Yeah, I'd like to have a bigger one, but I really don't need one bigger.
It was?
8 feet long, 10 feet wide, 7 feet high.
The Kwanzaa Hut.
That's like a regular building.
Yep.
That was about to drive me crazy.
In the background, you can't change the voice to something better?
Definitely not.
That's, it pops on when you're using your navigation system. Change that on your main setting on your screen. I changed mine to an Australian accent.
Look with that, at least for a little while.
Get to the settings, but it's over in the settings mode, and that you can just change the voice, and then it should use that one on your app.
Today. You can do it, but I got to start these apartments, so I will hopefully catch you over the weekend. So 7-3 and have a good Father's Day, KM4NAP Clear.
You have an awesome Father's Day, and I'll try to catch you over the weekend, and I hope your morning gets better and you get done pretty quick. KN4TFW 73.